Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
In 2008, even a six-year-old can navigate around Facebook and YouTube. But until just 15 years ago, the only people who had access to the internet were scientists and the military. It was only in November of 1992 that its American creators opened the internet to commercial use. An early adopter was the Alberta Research Council. Walt Nielsen seized the opportunity. As ARC's former manager of information, he convinced the council to provide internet service to the public and to Alberta's business community.
And what I saw when the internet was coming forward and expanding was an opportunity to take networks out of the realm of being individual networks, private networks inside organizations, to being a public network, which would then open lots of doors in terms of communications. Then, you know, sometime in the mid-90s, there was an explosion of software which allowed individuals to use the internet very easily.
Over the last 15 years, Walt Nielsen has witnessed the internet blossom into a truly important and vital means of personal communication. Thanks today to the Alberta Research Council. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.